It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Later today, in a small town in western New York, the debate over natural gas drilling in the state will take center stage. It's the first of four public hearings focused on Albany's plan to permit and regulate the controversial natural gas drilling technique known as hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. A big part of the attraction of gas drilling is the boost it could give to the economy, but how much of a lift is a matter of debate. WNYC's Ilya Marritz is here to explain it to us. Ilya, good morning.
Good morning.
So the fourth and final hearing will be in Manhattan later this month. What's the purpose of the hearings and how will they work?
So many people care so much about this natural gas drilling issue, but the only place where citizens can talk directly to the regulators writing the rules is in these four public comment sessions. So you line up, you put down your name, and when it's your turn to speak, you get up and talk. Democracy in action.
So one of the issues that's come into sharper focus recently is the economy and gas drillers and their supporters. They say fracking is a great way to create jobs. Is it?
A really obvious place to look for evidence is just south of the New York border in Pennsylvania. Fracking has really taken off in several counties there since 2008. And the State Department of Labor studied five counties with a lot of new natural gas wells. They found that in those counties, more than 160,000 jobs disappeared in those 3 years. And that can be attributed at least in part to the recession. However, in the same time, 10,000 drilling-related jobs were created. Roustabouts, engineers, road builders, and so forth. And they do stay in hotels and spend money and start to stimulate the economy. New York has produced its own study, in part using those Pennsylvania numbers. And the state's prediction is that between 13,000 and 26,000 jobs could be created over three decades.
So why such a big range? Why spread it over 30 years?
Well, 30 years is the time period that regulators think could be the lifespan of a well drilled in the Marcellus Shale. Now, there are some critics in the environmental movement who call that into question, but that's what they think could be the productive life of a well. In terms of the number of jobs, that's right, between 13,000 and 26,000 is kind of vague. Mm-hmm. The study suggests a high, a medium, and a low estimate, and that's because it's really hard to predict outside factors that could affect the industry, like natural gas prices or the direction of the overall economy. Nevertheless, several critics have emerged to say this study is flawed in important ways.
So talk about those flaws.
Well, they say the numbers are inflated. They say the study ignores the boom and bust cycle that often comes with natural gas development. One of the most outspoken critics is Jeanette Barth. She is a former MTA chief economist and now an economist in her own private practice. She also owns a home in the Marcellus Shale region. Barth's basic criticism is this. The study authors assume that fracking would only create jobs, would only add to the economy, but it ignores the fact that it could actually have a cost for communities and that it might even threaten some existing employers.
The tourism industry, agriculture, organic farming, certain recreation, including hunting, fishing, and river recreation. Winemaking is a big issue up in the Finger Lakes.
And then there's one more point, and this could really begin to shift the conversation. For several years, we've been assuming that we in New York sit on the Saudi Arabia of natural gas.
That's right, yeah.
New figures from the U.S. government throw a little bit of cold water on that, suggesting the Marcellus Shale is more like the Libya of natural gas. It definitely has some, but it's not a bonanza.
Yes, it's still pretty good, though. How different are the numbers?
Well, they are different enough. The U.S. Geologic Survey now estimates that the undiscovered, technically recoverable supply of natural gas, that's a pretty narrow measure, is 84 trillion cubic feet. That's about four times what the entire United States consumed in natural gas last year. But it's a long way off from the earlier Department of Energy estimate that was more than four times as high. Bottom line, these questions do matter because drillers have to report to their investors how much that gas they expect to get out of the land they have under lease. And we know that New York's Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, is now probing their reporting.
What exactly is he looking for?
Well, the AG won't comment in any detail, but let's just sketch a hypothetical here. Let's say there's a gas company, has a lot of Marcellus Shale land under lease, and they're using fairly rosy projections for how much gas they think they can get out and how much profit they can get out of that land. If it turns out that those projections are really outside of the scientific mainstream, they may be treading on the securities laws. Ditto if a company fails to disclose other risks, like potential lawsuits resulting from environmental contamination. The EPA now is increasingly taking note of these kinds of risks. Later today, a House committee is taking a look at the way the EPA is taking a look at those risks. this is just heating up, and it's all kind of converging.
For more information, including links to the studies, a map of unemployment, and New York's Marcellus Shale Formation, and the four hearings this month, go to WNYC.org. WNYC's Ilya Marritz, thanks a lot.
Thank you.